Name a Baggett on Lincoln.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
I thought about maybe not doing this today because it's like, oh, it's such a big time with the draft going on and there's this great pick that we're going to spend all day talking about. But then I said, whatever. We spend the rest of the show talking about that.
Appointment listening.
We need to help the people
Fridays
out.
Fridays, people want relationship advice.
Yes. Okay, so should we dive right into it? This is the Relationship Roundtable.
If you... Relationship Roundtable.
Is that...
Sorry. So helpful.
Was that the first question? Should we dive right into it? That was the first relationship advice?
I say always. Hey, it's up to you, two consenting adults. If you ever want to send in a question for advice, it's at MegaWaffles22 on Instagram with 1G. Here's our first question. This comes from Max. This sounds a little dicey.
Oh, good.
What do I do if I don't like how my fiance dresses?
You keep that to yourself for the rest of the relationship is what I would say. When you hire a divorce lawyer, then you can bring it up. But in the meantime, I would say keep that to yourself. Right? Is there any way that goes over well?
Is this a man writing this?
Yes, Max.
Yeah.
Doesn't like that she dresses too suggestively?
All
like,
it
do
says
we have any
is,
sort
what
of
do I do
here?
If
hey,
I
honey.
Don't like how my fiance dresses? So we don't know if that's suggestive, if she's just like
plain
sweatpants
Jane?
All
yeah,
the time,
right.
Hey, which hey, some guys like that, whatever.
Hey, honey, I really love you and I can't wait to marry you. You have no style. How does that go?
Well,
over?
I don't know if it's like to say you have no style would be extremely specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Oh, I hate the way that A-line dresses drape on you. I don't think
buy her
that.
Clothes then. Buy her clothes that you want her to wear for her birthday or something.
Have you ever bought Cindy clothes?
No, but
I don't even know.
I don't have any problems with how she dresses.
I don't even know how to. I wouldn't even know where to start to purchase clothes.
If it's like a big problem for the guy, then that's one way of doing it that doesn't make you look like a jerk.
Okay, so let's say it is suggestive.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, is there any way that, have you ever been in a situation, can you imagine yourself in a situation, because you already answered it, Arcan, where you'd say, honey, it's just a little bit all out there.
No.
And I feel a little.
Honey, put the girls away.
Yeah. Or it's
That would not happen to me. No.
You know.
I would encourage it.
Booty.
Put it back in the dam.
Booty.
You know?
Yeah. I would say.
Pop them out.
Go ahead. Go ahead and bring that up.
Let them breathe.
I wouldn't even dream it. Wouldn't even dream of bringing that up to Kathleen. No.
I don't think anyone's ever commented on how I dress. I mean, except like when I'm
we
going
do
to
behind
the,
your back.
Well, I was saying, no one or
no,
you're
no,
in
I'm
a
saying
relationship
a significant
with.
Other.
I see.
Except when I go to the gym, I get made fun of a lot because I wear the most disgusting clothes, like really long old lacrosse shorts that look like basketball shorts and like a ratty t-shirt, and it's disgusting. And Mr. Who will be like, whoa, hot girl workout. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Okay. So Mego is secretly Max writing in.
I think if I went to the gym and like, you know, a push-up sports bra and like booty shorts, he'd be like, so who's at the gym?
Right.
It would be really weird.
How would you like to be told that you don't dress
yeah
well?
How do you
how like,
does
how
that would, get
how
suggested?
Would that land okay
there's no way to do it.
Well, it would depend. If I was like wearing, I don't know, like if I wasn't putting any effort in, maybe it would be like, hey, why don't we go like shopping together? I know you love that boutique. Like, if you're gonna tell me I don't dress well, then you better be paying for my new wardrobe.
Yeah, right. Well, that I've done. I've gone shopping with Kat and just paid for it.
But you haven't been like, hey, Kat, let's go to Nordstrom.
No, no.
You love Nordstrom.
No, it's been the other way around. Kat's been like, we're going to Nordstrom. I'm like, I guess, whatever.
So why is it okay for women to do that with men? Because I do that with Mr. Who. Sometimes I'm just out and I just buy him stuff.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, because I don't care.
Right.
Dude, look, everything I wear, I haven't bought any of this. Look at what I'm wearing. I haven't bought any of this. So, like, I don't know. Clothes are just in my drawers. I don't even know how they got
them. Guys, that's why I've got you shirts for Christmas, because I think you have atrocious style.
And what did Arcan do with that?
And mine is somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's somewhere.
So rude.
I cannot find it.
But
so
why is that? It's a good question. It's kind of reverse sexism.
Okay?
It's kind of reverse sexism. I think we're...
Yeah, we need a man's march.
Yes,
what we need.
I want to be objectified.
We've been oppressed and we're objectified. Exactly. Thank
you.
Yeah.
Being a man's very difficult.
Yeah, I agree.
No one ever talks
Seriously.
About it.
Seriously.
What else we got?
This one is like very broad. So I'm going to
That is a
wonder...
Oh, I'm sorry. You meant like...
I'll just call him I, because it's a distinct name on Instagram. I wants to know. It's not me. It's the...
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah, you want to know.
I'll call him IS. IS says, if I lack confidence, am I doomed forever in the dating world? How do you date around if you lack confidence?
I don't know. sooner or later you'll find somebody. I wouldn't worry about that too much. But yeah, you're probably SOL for a while. How old are you? That's what I'd want to know. How old are you? You're in your 20s, you're screwed. But you know, wait till you hit your 30s, you'll be in a better spot.
I think the key to this, if you lack confidence, is to try to meet someone through mutual hobbies. Like, you can only meet somebody, either go out and join, I don't know if it's like Volo now or BSSC, you know, like the sports, you join a kickball league, and then you can kind of build a friendship through that, and hopefully you don't get friend zoned because that's a whole other
hitting
thing.
Hitting on your teammates.
Yeah, that's what kickball leagues are for. They're for banging. I'm
Is
sorry.
That right? That's what people do with kickball?
I didn't know that existed until just a second.
Let me tell you, Mego said this kind of true. When I was on a co-ed softball team when I was single, and you know what?
Yeah, what was that for?
Yeah, you know what?
She's conditioning?
She's not totally wrong. She's not totally wrong. Fair point.
Yeah. I missed that.
I'm here for my heart health.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, nothing went anywhere for me, but that was part of my motivation. Yeah good
so
point.
So you do that, or if you're into, like, I don't know, Magic the Gathering, because you sound like a guy who likes confidence, maybe you go find some weird bar where they do Magic the Gathering. Every Tuesday night. I'm sure there's a bunch out in Boston, and then you can find some weird girl.
Watch Chronicle for 2 minutes. They've done stories on several of them.
Is that true?
I'm dead serious.
Love that for Chronicle.
I think the solution here is you're going to have confidence problems if you're like punching up out of your league. So punch down. You know, go out hogging. Try. That's my advice.
Disgusting.
It's not disgusting. No, it isn't.
It's disgusting to call it hogging.
Well, whatever. It's an expression. It's, you know,
is
I don't
it?
Mean you're actually.
Mego, you said put it back in the dam, so I'm not interested yeah, so in whatever. What's classy in your opinion.
But no, I think there's something to it.
Here's what we got to do. What do they say in
the
40-year-old
version?
People
will be happy to be dating you. It's an ego boost, and then you'll have confidence when you go out and meet someone you like. That's my advice.
My uncle was a hoe runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A little hogging. With Bailey Zappi going out hogging.
Aw. Is Zapp's sticking around for Drake May?
I bet you those guys will be friends,
I think
huh?
They'll get along.
Those guys
well,
will be like
really well.
Yeah, like Olmark and Swayman hugging after every game. Those guys are definitely going to be going out hogging together. I guarantee you that.
Zappy's getting married.
I meant like actually shooting hogs. Oh.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes.
Okay, this one's really quick from PF. He wants to know first date red flags. What is just one red flag when you sit down to a first date?
We're going clothes shopping.
Yep. I hate your style. That'd be number one. Red flag when you first sit down on a date.
I mean, the obvious one is like rude to a server.
Yep. So
that's
a great
disgusting.
One.
Disgusting. Like to me, that's, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
So there's a first date? I was going to say, like, let me see like what friends and people like that are like, but I guess that's not a first date situation.
Mm-mm.
Mean to a server is a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. How about even just, we've talked about this before. What about like not even volunteering to pay for anything? Like, not that I expect.
Oh, I didn't bring my wallet.
Yeah, not that
probably
I.
Probably a red flag if, like, a guy does that.
No, I'm saying, like the girl in this situation doesn't even, like, pretend to be like, oh, you're going to pay for anything.
It's kind of entitled.
We've talked
right?
about this. Like, I don't expect
you know,
her to actually.
There's the hidden entitlement, but she needs to gesture.
Thank you. I just want the. I know you're not actually going to pay for it. I don't want you to pay for it. I'm going to pay for it. But just, like, the pretend effort of, like, I'm going to pay for this. Oh, we should split the check. Even just like that half-hearted, ooh, like pretending.
Another red flag, if he makes a joke of that's what she said,
mm-hmm.
I'm out. No, thank you.
Okay, you're out on that. Anytime she's on her phone, like, ooh, I got to go take a call. Too long in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because you think she's blowing up the toilet?
Yeah, or just hiding from you, or the other. Yeah, stuff like that.
When they look very different from their profile pictures, if you're talking about online dating, that's a red flag.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
That's a good one.
That's a very good
that's
one.
A big one. That happens a lot. You know, I worked all the angles
but
on
hang
my
on, but if
you don't intend to go hogging and
but
then
I was just
going
to say, if we're giving advice to the last person, though, if they show up and the picture doesn't exactly match, it doesn't matter. You're punching down. So it doesn't
right,
matter.
Exactly. Yeah, that's whatever. A good thing. Yeah. You're about to get treated like a king.
This somehow became so sexist and disgusting.
Can I tell you, not really.
It could go either way. It could go to men or women.
Honestly, perhaps the best relationship advice given in the history of the city. Punch down and go hogging.
Yeah. Relationship roundtable.
What if they have a thick southern accent?
Because couples therapy is expensive.
And keep talking about the big dig.
You know what? Ryan's right. Couples therapy is expensive. Just listen to Arcan's dating advice. I genuinely
Your confidence problems will go away in a day.
Every Friday, I never know what Arcan's going to say, but it's great advice every single time in a relationship roundtable. I haven't heard better relationship advice than from Arcan each and every Friday in Meg's Planning. I really haven't.
I'm going to start a blog. What do you think?
Move over, Meredith Goldstein.
Hogging and blogging.
Yeah. Bloggo and Hoggo. That's Megsplaining each and every, each and every day. Relationship Roundtable is each and every Friday here on Jones and Mego with Arkia. You can jump in line again. Quick sprint for Keith up to the Red Sox and the Cubs. 617-779-7937. We got bet for the first time in days. We have bet roulette. Some picks for the weekend next.